show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello, this is the Cliffo and Gabby podcast.
Ahoy, yes, hearties.
Ahoy, me hearties. Big pod for the start of a short week, Gabby. Mm. We had Nelson Aspin on live from the US trying to break down this Johnny Depp, Amber Heard defamation debacle from the US.
There's a lot going on there. We wanted to know if there was a good guy in the scenario, if there's a winner out of all of this.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone's a loser, but he lets us know exactly what's going down.
We talked chili burning your bits, which was good, and we had a surprise guest in studio for Gabby.
Note to self, never say you're devastated you didn't have strippers at your hen's night.
Yeah.
Because that will be rectified.
We are listening and ready to throw you under the bus. Yeah. Hang about, it's all coming up, the Cliffo and Gabby podcast.
There's a new headline every single day when it comes to the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard defamation court case happening at the moment. So many bombshells being dropped, but what's it all about? Like, what is actually happening there? We thought we'd get Nelson Aspin on to talk, to break it down for us, really. He's from New York, and he joins us right now. How are you, Nelson?
Hi, good morning, guys. Yeah, we're just sort of watching this unfold. It's now entering the fourth week of the defamation trial. It's projected to go 6 weeks, which, you know, you got to feel sorry for the jurors that they would have to sit and listen to this this soap opera of really shocking and salacious information come out day after day after day. And it really does seem to take a lot of twists and turns as we go. And if anyone left on the planet is not familiar with what's going on, Johnny's ex-wife, Amber Heard, best known for playing Mira in Aquaman, she wrote an opinion piece for the Washington Post about being a survivor of domestic abuse. And it seemed very clearly to be referring to her husband, ex-husband, Johnny Depp. So he was suing her for $50 million for defaming him, and that the loss of his career basically was because of this opinion piece, even though he wasn't specifically named in it. She, in turn, is counter-suing him for $100 million. Mm. So that is the essence of the case. Mm. But it is the terrible revelations of the kind of violence that went on, the sort of twisted mind games and physical things as well that went on between them that has everybody so mesmerized and divided.
There's something so nasty about two people who used to be in love with each other trying to bring each other down. And that's what they're doing. It's very much he said, she said. And there's a lot of side picking going on. A lot of people saying, you know, I'm with Team Amber. I think more people at the moment saying I'm with Team Johnny. Like, is there 4 weeks into what's going to be a 6 week case? Is there a good guy in this so far?
No, everybody loses. Everybody, it just looks so bad that it's unbelievable. You know, you're hearing things about bodily excrement being left in the beds, and mind games, and Amber's reportedly, according to the bodyguard, just testified that she threw his cell phone out the window, and that things always got very physical. And you're right, it's the venom with which they're trying to hurt each other. Like, how can I top it? Now, the latest development was that Amber came off looking very bad at the end of last week. So she was not pleased with this, according to a lot of sources. And so she let go of her PR firm. I don't know what a PR firm has to do with testimony in a court of law, but I'm not a movie star. So she apparently got a new PR firm to help shape her image as all of this trudges forward. And the bodyguard testified, and we're now waiting for her to take the stand. And I'm sure there will be a compelling drama on those days as well.
When it comes to their jobs and what they've lost because of all of this that's going down, so Johnny Depp, he lost a lot of work. He was replaced in the Fantastic Beasts, the Harry Potter movies. Amber Heard, there's like 300,000 signatures to take her out of the new Aquaman. Do you think they should be losing their acting jobs because of everything that's being said and done?
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know that a person's personal life should affect their professional life unless they're doing something abusive. And those are what the claims are coming from these two people. So we just have to wait and see how it plays out. To give you an idea of the kind of passion that people on the sidelines are taking with all of this, Drew Barrymore, who is no stranger to family private issues. I mean, she's had great experience and great in volume, not in quality. She's had major issues with family over the years of her life and substance abuse and et cetera. But she, on her talk show the other day, was being what many people perceived as flippant and insensitive in talking about the trial, because it is water cooler conversation. Here, you and I are talking about it right now. She received so much backlash for her treatment of the conversation in itself that today she made an official apology video on Instagram.
Good. So that's good.
It's a sensitive subject. But it is a sensitive subject, and we all need to learn how to talk about these things in the right way,
it's
with the right perspective.
It's really nasty stuff that's happening, Nelson. I actually feel for the jury and the judge and the people in the courtroom having to hear stories about poop on the bed and all this nastiness and vitriol. Like, it'd be a hard room to be in for 6 weeks. So I feel for those guys, but it's definitely a story that's not going anywhere, helping us break it down. From Sunrise, Nelson Aspen, big love and thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, guys. You have a good day. Stay out of trouble.
Isn't it weird how there's two types of hot in the world? Think about it for a second. So there's two types of hot. There's the hot, like the hot you get from standing in the sun, and there's the hot you get like at summertime, or the hot you get when a heater's turned on or whatever. But there's also the hot that you get from like chili.
Right.
And from jalapenos and that sort of stuff.
There's like hot spicy hot. Or there's hot temperature.
Hot. But they're both hots.
But they're both hot.
It's two hots. There's only one cold.
Yeah.
Only one cold, but it's two hots.
You're making a good point, mate.
It's the second hot that burnt me. It's the chili hot
the
or the jalapeno
hot.
The spicy hot that got me. And I think that's another weird thing too about spicy hot is you don't have to just consume it to feel the heat. Sometimes you only have to touch it. So if you like chop up a lot of chilies, for example, your fingers will start to tingle. And yesterday I was making a beautiful... Oh, it's a Pete Evans recipe from before he went bit cray-cray, where you chop up chili and stuff, you add it to some garlic and that, you make a homemade peri-peri sauce and you marinate your chicken breasts in it, then you make peri-peri chicken burgers. Bloody
it's very
incredible.
Fancy of you.
It's very fancy.
I just get the already made spice mix.
This is one of my probably five things that I know how to cook from scratch.
Well done.
So I make my own peri-peri sauce. I did it yesterday. It was only yesterday. Very public holiday Monday thing to cook because you got to sort of make the marinade in the morning. You're going to marinate the meat all day, cook it at nighttime, that kind of thing.
Yep.
But it was after I chopped the chilies, the six long chilies, to make the marinade, I washed my hands kind of frivolously. And that's the thing. If you're working with chilies,
rookie mistake.
Get the soap in there. You want to give them a good.
Use a bit of oil.
Scrub a dub.
When you wash your hands, and
really?
It takes the chili off.
Yeah, well, just olive oil or something.
You didn't do that, did you?
Just didn't do that, man. I just. Sort of rinsed them. I wouldn't even say I washed them. Rinsed them, wiped them with the tea towel. After I'd finished cooking, I stupidly picked my ear.
Oh.
I put my finger in my ear, and that's when it hit.
Well, into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Right there in the ear hole, which is not a hole I expected to burn. From chili.
I didn't even realize that that would burn. Like, but I guess it's a sensitive part of your head.
Any hole would burn. Now I think about it.
Yeah, you're right. Because it's always more sensitive skin in those areas. They don't see the elements as much.
They're the bits into you, aren't they? Like, if it can make your skin on the outside tingle, the bits that go into you
are going to burn.
That's where it's really going to burn.
Yeah.
But 131060, I thought we'd open the phones on this. Accidental chili burns. Watch your burn.
Yeah.
What'd you burn, guys? What'd you burn?
Fiancé Nev did this recently. He was similar, was chopping up some kind of spicy something. Yeah. He does very fancy things in the kitchen. And he touched his eye. And he came over to me streaming with tears. I was like, oh, my God, who's died? And he's like, no, I've just got chili in
my eye. My eye died. You know how to hold a funeral for it?
I went down, down, down.
Ouch.
131060. I'm not so much after your burns, like on the iron or those, you know, like heat
hot
one.
Hot temperature burns.
Chili burns.
We want chili burns.
13, 10, 60 What did you burn? Did you burn someone else? Because I've heard stories of that before.
Yeah.
Like someone like Nev chopping chilies and then coming over and, I don't
giving
know.
Giving me a wet willy.
Yeah.
Burning in my ear.
I was going to say that would happen his fingers too. In your mouth. I'm like, why is Nev putting his fingers in Gabby's mouth? Come here, you.
Just fish hooks me.
13, 10, 60. Accidental chili burns. What'd you burn? What'd you burn on hit? Lots coming through. Kylie's here. Kylie, accidental chili burns. What'd you burn, mate? What'd you burn?
My daughter, who's almost 19 now, was about 9 months, and she was crawling around the kitchen and picked up a chili seed and ate it.
No.
Just a rogue seed.
Screaming her little head off. And luckily, we saw another seed on the floor, so we realised what she'd done.
Yeah.
And just gave her a bottle of milk, just filled a bottle up. And
yeah, that's the thing, mate.
Milk or yogurt are the ones to go to.
Dairy.
Hey?
Something
ice cream,
dairy.
Even better.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I'm just going to eat chili more often.
Just so you get the ice cream.
Bring me the ice cream, my darling. Shannon's here. Shannon, chili burns. What's your burn?
I was 17. I just got my tongue pierced. And it had just gone down from the initial swelling.
Mm.
So I thought I'd treat myself to one of my parents' bird's eyes. Mm. And I didn't get all the seeds out. And one of them went straight down the hole.
The tongue piercing hole.
Yeah, like as in the tongue.
And that would be like an open wound.
It was.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine the pain.
Just really in that hole, the throbbing pain.
The worst part is that it automatically it swelled, so I couldn't take the bar out to get the seed out.
Oh,
God.
Oh.
Isn't the body's reaction weird to stressful situations? It goes, I don't know what's going on.
Get fat.
So I'm going to get fatter. Wayne's next. Wayne, accidental chili burns. What's your burn?
Private parts.
Oh, no. How'd
that happen?
Yeah, how?
I've had it many a times because I used to do live reviews on Facebook of extremely hot chilies and chili products.
Mm. Okay. And then, what do you just play with yourself a lot, Wayne?
Well, no. You know, when they need a scratch, you've got to scratch. You know,
I feel like
if you've done this
many a time, why are you not learning?
Because he's a man. We're men, Gabby.
Learn.
Like, we don't do that. Don't you know us yet? You live with one of us. You should have a better comprehension of how our minds work.
You're right. I'm sorry.
131060 is our phone number. Brooke's here. Brooke, chili burns. What's your burn?
We were on a family holiday in Fiji, and one of the villagers was taking us for a walk to the waterfall, and they picked some chilies off their tree, and my husband put them in his back pocket.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And by the time we got to the hotel, they were burning his bottom.
Oh, wow.
They must have been hot if they were burning through his pants.
Rub through.
Yeah, no, they weren't cut. They were just straightly picked off the tree. And, he was feeling them by the time
we
got back.
What do you reckon, Brooke? Only time your husband's ever had a hot ass?
No, never. Always.
Always. You're a good wife. You're a good wife.
My hen's night was last weekend. My girlfriends, my bride tribe, organised a big surprise for me. It was so much fun, outfit, event, everything about it was quite the shock. But, Cliffo, there was one part that I was slightly disappointed about.
This is what you said on the show just the other day, Gabs.
And I was up for a wild night, and that's exactly what my girls delivered.
I had in my head you were classy.
No,
that,
not at all.
You're not.
I'm definitely
it's
not.
Good.
I was Devo. There were no strippers, to be honest.
We can change that. Hayley, bring in manpower. Bring them in. And unfortunately, we couldn't get those guys, but we've got, I think, even better. From Magic Man, we've got Will on the phone right now.
Mm-hmm.
Will, good morning, mate. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. I've been following you for a long time, Will, because you look exactly like Channing Tatum, hence the name Magic Men, I'm assuming.
That is it. That is it. I've heard you've been watching a few of my TikToks.
No.
All research.
Maybe?
It was all research. Will,
it's
how long have you been taking your clothes off to entertain mainly women?
For around 7 years now. I've been doing it for a while. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? 7 years.
I'm disappointed to hear you didn't have any entertainment at your and Swati.
Well, I reckon that's something we can actually change, right? Oh, what's this?
What is this?
What's going on here?
No.
Oh, my God.
I thought you weren't coming in.
What's happening?
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go.
No.
Will has just entered the studio, ladies and gentlemen. He's got Gabby by the hand. He is leading her down to a seat. And she is, wow, she is getting all kinds of attention right now. Wow. So, Gabby's sitting on the seat. She's got Will. Got another guy. Do we know the other guy's name? Caesar. Wow. So we got Will and another guy named Caesar. They've got these police uniforms on. They're coming off. Singlets are off. Wow. Well done, guys. Well done. Woo. Kill the music. Kill the music. Caesar, Will, Gabby, come on over to the microphones. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Did you know that was coming?
I kind of had a sense because Hayley kept disappearing and then you were being weird about saying that they were in town. I didn't think they were in town yet.
Yeah.
And it was a whole thing.
Wow.
It was last minute.
God,
it was
even,
last minute.
Even my glasses breath, have steamed up. Will and Caesar, welcome to the studio, guys.
Surprise.
It's so great to have you guys in the studio. How long have you guys been doing what you've been doing for, Caesar?
Oh, mate, I'm on and off for nearly 20 years.
20 years?
Yeah, yes. Probably one of the longest guys, the oldest guys here at the moment.
Right, so. Okay.
He's the veteran. The veteran,
yeah. I'm the father of the group.
Yeah, definitely. Nice.
Wow. Because you guys are currently touring around Australia, but a lot in Queensland. How are Queensland audiences? Are they wild?
The Queensland audiences are very wild. We do love coming up to Queensland. It's so good.
And obviously, Will, we can hear you've got a bit of an accent. Where do you hail from originally, and have you done what you do around the world?
We've travelled about quite a lot, but no, I'm originally from London.
Okay.
But I never used to do it back home. I actually came out to Australia backpacking.
Wow.
And yeah, I've got residency now. So, but yeah, it was quite random how I got into Magic Men. I was just in a nightclub and bumped into a club promoter and he kept saying, oh, this guy looks like Channing Tatum. Introduced me to all of his friends as like Channing Tatum's little cousin. Then just went from there.
Wow. Well, you've made a great career out of it. And you just said, I've got residency now. Did you just slip that in there to be like, I'm not working illegally, guys?
Just to make sure. Yeah,
yeah, great. I'm glad we got to the bottom of that.
Covering all bases.
Is it a fun job that you guys do? Like, get to travel around, see the country and obviously take your clothes off?
Probably the best job in the world, I'd say.
Really?
Yeah, but it's not only that. It's just the friendship and the brotherhood you have. And the mates that you make along the way as well.
That's great.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
You'd have a lot of hens nights go to your shows. Have you had any wild stories? Like, what's the wildest thing that's happened from a hens night at one of the shows?
Of course.
You're shaking your head.
What can we speak about on here? I don't know how wild we can get.
20 years in the business, I reckon you'd have a few stories.
Oh, I could write a book, I think. You wouldn't even believe half the stories.
We were actually talking about this last night, weren't we? Like, some of the stories. We could actually come up with a book, I think.
What's just one you can share that's radio? Okay.
That's the problem. They're shaking their heads.
That's the biggest problem in this industry. Nothing's really radio okay.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. You guys are actually touring all over Queensland at the moment. The website is magicmen.com.au. But Townsville, Brisbane, Rocky, Sunny Coast, all lucky enough to see you guys without clothes on. You can see at Magic Men Australia on Instagram as well. So get tickets, see these guys live. Will, Caesar, thanks so much for coming in, boys. Hey,
thank you so much for having us.
Gabby says a big old thank you.
I need to go have a cold shower now.
This is Hacky Gabby on Hit.
This is a bit of a combo deal between Hacky Gabby and Cliffo and Gabby Food Dudes because it's a hack I found out on the weekend in regards to hot chippies. And I find the best hacks come about when you're just having a whinge. You're whinging about something and someone turns to you and says, you're doing it wrong. And that's what happened to me.
I think you'd say the best hacks come about when I'm just on Facebook and I steal other people's.
Yeah, well, no.
That's usually where the hacks come from.
I have stolen someone else's. However, it was verbally given to me. I didn't find it online.
Well, Gabby is not exclusive in her theft. Like in her stealing of other people's ideas.
Whichever way it comes to me, I'm happy.
Exclusive to one media.
No way. No way at all. If it comes to me, I will take
it. I'm running with it.
But this one was in regards to hot chippies, as I said, because I was having a whinge that my particular Woolies over the last, I would say, month.
Yes.
Has been out
what
of frozen chips.
What the hell?
What is going on there?
I feel like the floods and all that, you know, were six weeks ago now or whatever.
A bit of an effect.
But then there was, you know, the COVID thing and all that sort of stuff. But why
but hot chippies.
Hot chips?
Yeah.
Not only just at Woolies, at Coles as well, at IGA, wherever
they're
you go.
Hard to get your hands on.
Hot chips are the one thing that, yeah, is missing.
Yeah.
Frozen chips.
Right. So for the last month, every time I go to Woolies, I'm looking in the frozen section. And my Woolies has been going through a renovation. And so I thought maybe it had something to do with that because their freezers were moved and things were popping up everywhere. But no, I have not been able to find any frozen chips to go in the air fryer. And I've been starting to get a little bit annoyed about it. And I was having a whinge on the weekend when one of the ladies I was whinging to turned to me and said, no, mate, you're doing it wrong. Yeah. What you do is you go to your local fish and chip shop. Yeah. You buy a heap of hot chips. You eat some hot because they're good.
Yeah.
You put the rest in the freezer.
Yeah.
You freeze them from hot to frozen.
Yeah.
And then you stick them in the air fryer. And they are better than any frozen chippy you're ever going to find in the supermarkets. And I gave it a crack. And I can confirm it is a win. And I guess because they've actually been cooked in oil.
Well, they're actual real hot chips.
Real hot chips.
Like, let's be honest. Fish and chip hot chips
are the
best
OG
hot chips on the planet. Yeah.
They are. And because they've been cooked in oil, they've still got like a little bit of oil on them. So when you reheat them in the air fryer, that oil heats up again and it crisps them up again. And they are divine.
All
like they're better than when you get them fresh at the chip shop.
Hacky Gabby.
Yep.
Just freeze your hot chips, reheat them later in the air fryer. Getting a note from legal here. If you get food poisoning or salmonella, the Hit Network takes no responsibility for any hacks put forward on this show. Alpha Bucks. Okay, Alpha Bucks. It's back tomorrow, Wednesday, May the 4th. Star Wars Day. Oh, we'll have to note that down on the calendar.
I hadn't even thought about that.
May the 4th. Anyway, forget about that. That's got nothing to do with Alpha Bucks. Bye, which we should say too, Ellie won this morning. If you're listening, date of podcast release Tuesday. Yeah. Ellie took it out, baby.
Yeah, but don't worry. We've still got another $1,000 to go if you win throughout the week. Tomorrow's clue is Emerald. That'll get you nice and close to the prize.
The greeny colour, like the Emerald City from The Wizard of Oz.
I always think of the precious stone because they're very pretty.
They're very pretty, emeralds. But Emerald, your free answer for Alpha Bucks for tomorrow, Wednesday, May the 4th game on Hit. The Hit Breakfast Show.